AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Obama administration has had to put its new deportation relief program on hold on the eve of its launch. It's reluctantly complying with a federal judge's order, which says President Obama and the Homeland Security Department lack the authority to take the actions they did. Obama is promising an appeal and predicts he'll prevail.
I disagree with it. I think the law is on our side and history is on our side. And we are going to appeal it.
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says the legal process will ultimately uphold the president's constitutional authority to issue an executive order on immigration. Senate Democrats have repeatedly blocked the Department of Homeland Security funding bill because it includes language blocking that action. New York Senator Charles Schumer says the GOP is wrong to hold DHS funding ransom while the case goes through the legal system. House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say the ruling makes clear the president overstepped his bounds. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
It's going to be another teeth-chattering night across much of the country. The mayor of Louisville, Kentucky is trying to round up homeless people.
Good Samaritans are out and about trying to talk everybody to come inside of a shelter. We can always use more hats and gloves and blankets or cash.
Folks in Georgia are going to spend another night without electricity. Brian Green, a spokesman for Georgia Power, blames an ice storm last night that brought down power lines.
We had a significant amount of ice in the northeast part of the state. It was kind of concentrated in the northeast section, Gainesville, Athens area. And we also received significant outages around Metro North.
The mayor of Boston wants folks to stop videotaping themselves jumping out of windows into snowbanks and then posting the videos on social media sites. This is AP Radio News. Police in Las Vegas are offering new details in the case of a mother who was killed in a road rage shooting last week. They're now saying Tammy Myers got in her car with her gun-carrying adult son and drove around their neighborhood looking for the assailant who ended up fatally shooting her.
I would never say that anybody went looking for trouble, but unfortunately, I can't ask Tammy what was in her mind at the time of her actions. What I can say is this, is at this point in time, Tammy is a victim. Okay. This family right now is in mourning.
Police say no suspects have been identified in the shooting. Firefighters are waiting for oil tanker cars to burn themselves out a day after a train carrying 3 million gallons of North Dakota crude derailed in a West Virginia snowstorm, shooting fireballs into the air. 19 tanker cars slammed into each other and exploded, leaking oil into the Kanawha River. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.